Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Okay, so I hate planning nights out, and that's probably why we end up having house parties.
Well, you don't really plan your house parties either, so no. What exactly do you do?
I don't like to be involved in parties at all. They make me feel awkward, and for one reason, right? I spend the entire time worried about what everyone at the party is thinking.
What, about you or just in general?
About the party. Like, you know, first there's like the rejection if someone can't make it to the party, or they say they're coming to the party and then they don't come to the party.
Oh, the maybe attends.
Yes, and all that kind of stuff. And then the people rock up. And, you know, you of course, you always rock up, Dave. You're brilliant like that.
I try.
It's just like there's so much pressure. And, you know, we kind of touched on it a bit earlier. It is your birthday this weekend, and I was already having a panic attack about, you know, because you're talking about, oh yeah, we're going to go here and then we're going to go there, and it's some bar I've never heard of, and you know, that kind of stuff. So when it's like outside of the house, I have to like prep myself for aww, like when I walk in there. But okay, so when looking through the tips for how to plan a night out, like the first thing you talk about is like decide what kind of night you want. And then there's like, you know, but for me, the first thing I think about is, okay, well, I mean, your parties are a good example. There's like all of these different social groups that get chucked in together.
Mm.
And so if that was me, I would feel so much pressure, because you've got, you know, your friends who like to go out and dance and, you know, have fun and all of that kind of stuff. And then you've got the mellow wallflowers like me, and you know, the anxiety of all of that, it kills me. But if you're deciding on what you want from a night out, you've got, you know, you've got a couple of options. You've got dinner and drinks, you've got dinner pre-drinks, a bar, and then a club. You've got dinner, pre-drinks, and several clubs. I mean, luckily for you, like, you always account for the fact that I'm going to rock up at the dinner and then go home.
I know that. You see, this is what I try to do, because like you mentioned, like my friendship group, really there's quite a diverse range of people. Mm. There are people like to boogie on the dance floor with me, and then there are people that just more mellow bar dinner type of people. So
yes,
this year for my birthday, I've accounted for the fact that, okay, let's ease people into the dance floor.
Yeah.
You don't have to come to the dance floor. You don't have to dance. In fact, you're excused if you don't want to come. But I start people off with dinner, and then, you know, pre-drinks, then migrate to the club.
Mm.
So there's always that option there with planning a night out. You got to think about, like, let's say how much you want to spend as well.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, there's like how much you want to spend. Are you doing this all-out celebration? Are you just catching up for drinks? And then I guess you got to consider things like the people that you're inviting. Is it in their budget?
Mm.
So that kind of thing, you know, if you're working a job but, you know, your friends are still students and all of that kind of stuff, you know, got to consider all of those things. And then what to wear. See, this is where I stress out. A David Lim party, like, you know, our theme parties, there's a dress up involved.
Mm.
But you can come as you are. We accept all types.
Oh, so do I.
And you accept all types too.
I accept all types.
But I know that you're going to go looking glamorous and, you know, my regular jeans and runners are probably not, you know, fashionable enough.
Well, no, the idea about dressing up for a David Lim night out, if I can patent it.
Yes. David Lim, copyright.
Exactly. You know, I do packages.
Mm-hmm.
Call me up for prices and bookings.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is to think about where you'll be going as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I mentioned something about, well, if you're going to dinner and then later eventually migrate to a club, you want to do a jacket for dinner.
Yeah.
Just to hide all the whorish clothes you have underneath for later. You keep your skank wear on for the clubs, but you got to have a jacket.
It's about layering, correct?
It's about layering, and you got to go to a place where there's a cloak room because otherwise you'll be dancing with your fur coat and whatever crap you've got on.
Well, what would you do with your pants? Like,
well, I'm a guy. I wear jeans. It doesn't matter. I think for girls, yeah, you might want to consider, is it a night for the micro minis? Is it ever a night for micro minis, Jade?
I don't think I've ever even thought about owning a micro mini, even when I was a child and I didn't choose my own outfits. So then next thing, which is the stuff that I was already getting anxious about, is selecting your company. So think of your friends. You say you want people who are fun.
Yeah. Well, the thing with one of those that particular night out, because it's not necessarily a reflection of my own birthday party,
mm-hmm.
but for those nights out, if it's just a small select group of you guys, you want people that will be out there dancing with you. You don't want to be worrying about someone who isn't a dancing type sitting around in a corner. You want to make sure everyone's in the same wavelength. But no, this is different to my own birthday night out. This is different. There is me and my party, and then there is the typical night out. You don't get sensitive. Don't make me get out the Kleenex.
Oh, okay. and then it has to be people who are up for trying something new. I'd like to think of trying something new, but dancing is just not a thing. Like, I think anyone who knows anything about me knows that I can't even clap in time to a beat, so I would never hit the dance floor. But, you know, I like...
Try a new bar or something.
No, but I like bars where you can actually sit there and there's music, but you can actually hear conversation over the music.
Mm.
That's my, you know, that would be my ideal going out location, if you would.
Mm.
The third step is pick a dinner location. So think about somewhere affordable. You don't want it to be pricey. And you want to pick somewhere that's relatively close to your other location, so maybe walking distance to a bar or a club. So have you set that up, Dave?
Kind of set it up with my own party, so it's sort of all on that one street, branching off to another popular street. So
yeah,
we can all walk.
Yeah.
Don't wear heels to my party. I'm not wearing heels to my own party. Jeez.
Yeah, I wasn't intending to wear heels.
There will be walking involved.
Yeah.
It'll look like I'm taking a little tourist group with me.
I had actually received some Facebook messages during the week that were like, okay, well, we're going to start here and then we're going to go here and then we're going to go there. And I was like, okay, I'm really hoping that Dave is like going to lead the party in the right direction.
Someone will know where they're going.
Or is he going to supply maps beforehand?
Oh, trust me, this is not one of those treasure hunts.
Can't deal with it. But so when you're picking a bar, these are important things to think about. You've got to go somewhere cool and cozy, but not too loud. You've got to ease into the night. Somewhere preferably without a door charge.
I like that. I'm all for keeping my costs down because I know I'm going to spend a fortune on a cab ride home. You're very lucky if you live near the places that you party, if you can either stumble home or take a very short cab ride. But otherwise, you got to save all your funds for that very last moment.
Well, see, I don't go out often, admittedly, but whenever someone asks me for money to get in the door, I'm like, what?
Why are you charging me?
Yeah.
I'm not here to have a good time. You can't charge me that.
Take a chance and try somewhere new. We're actually really lucky in Melbourne. There's so much choice.
Mm.
And, you know, there's always new things popping up as well. Dave, of course, you rely on people's recommendations.
I do. I'm not very good with looking at whatever website that holds all these bars and all these bars and club guides. I'm not very good with that. The pictures look great, yes, but I need people's recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
I have a number of very good friends that are, you know, very good with their locations. They know what's hot, mm-hmm. what's hip. They're my go-to people.
Yeah.
Okay. They help me pick my place. In fact, I haven't been to any of the places that I'm, you know, going for my birthday night. So it should be a treat. And you know what?
You didn't ask me.
Oh, you know. There's a pecking order. Gets to Jade's stage, I'm just like, all right.
It's the bottom of the barrel.
We might just do a house party. But I encourage people to actually take a walk down like a very popular bar district or something. Go to every place. Don't take a drink out of every place. You'll be very drunk and you won't realize where you're booking. But take the business card, have a look, step inside, suss the vibe out. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. And I picked the place with the best vibe for my group of people. So mm-hmm. I encourage people to do that. Yeah.
Drink responsibly, please.
Yeah. That's the same with everything. I mean, when you're going out clubbing with your mates, you know, look out for them. Don't all split up on the dance floor. And
now we sound like an Australian government ad.
Yeah. It's just a good initiative, I think. Just look out for your mates.
When you're picking the club, which is the last step, you don't want to migrate from the bar to the club too early. See, you're saying a good time is 11 o'clock. If I'm not in bed by then, you know, I like to be laying in bed watching DVDs at 11 o'clock at night.
I have a confession.
Yes.
I go to clubs at 9:30 or 10.
Yeah.
It is kind of sad.
Oh, do you get the early bird special or something?
I don't even drink because most of the time I'm driving. So I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't care about your drink specials. I can still come in for free, right? Okay, I'll come in for free. So the sad truth is I never do queues because I am always there a little too early.
Yeah. Well, because that's the other thing you got to think about. Like, if you're going to a popular club on a Thursday or Friday or Saturday night, you've got to be prepared to queue and you might want to arrange to be on a guest list beforehand so you don't have to queue.
I like that. Yeah. I'm never on the VIP or the guest list. Yeah. It makes me feel so important. Like, it makes me feel like one of those chicks in the halter top dresses or whatever the hell they're wearing.
Yeah.
It's kind of sashaying to the front.
You just got to look like you need it and you're on
You got to, you cannot sneak up to the barman, sorry, you cannot sneak up to the bouncer or quiet when you are on a guest list. You got to do a strut.
Yeah.
Do a strut like you own it, like you deserve to be on a guest list.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, if you're not on, they'll probably let you in.
Last, whatever you do, party responsibly.
Yeah, once again, the Australian government ad.
Yes.
I like a feel-good kind of message behind our shoe swaps.
Spoken by Jay Gulliver and David Lim.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.